Before I started birding in 1975, I read Joseph Hickey's A Guide to Birdwatching and took every word to heart. After I saw and identified my first bird, a black-capped chickadee, I entered the sighting in my field notebook. For many years, I diligently kept notes about every bird I saw. We were living in Michigan, but when we visited Russ's parents in Chicago, I of course started an Illinois list. When I spotted birds from the car in Indiana on the drive in between, I put them on my new Indiana list. On January 1, 1976, I started a new year list. We were visiting Russ's parents' house over Christmas break, and the only birds I saw that day were house sparrows and European starlings. Not exactly an auspicious start of the year. Of course, to remember this, I had to pull out my old field notebook. For the most part, our first-of-year birds are no more memorable or significant than the other birds we see on New Year's Day. Over the years, I've written funny suggestions about what different species mean, but like horoscope signs, those are not to be taken seriously. I do specifically remember the first bird I saw in 2013, my big year. That one was a hoary redpoll, and it really did seem auspicious because I was hoping to see over 600 species in the lower 48, so every possible rarity was exciting. Oddly enough, the hoary redpoll still sits atop my official big year list, but has disappeared from my life list. How is that even possible? In 2024, the American Ornithological Society lumped the common and hoary redpolls and Europe's lesser redpoll all into a single species simply called the redpoll. That affects everyone's life lists, but year lists are always based on the official checklist for that year. It's one of the peculiarities of birding as sport versus as science. I also remember the first bird I saw last year, 2025, a chickadee which seemed very important at the start of the 50th anniversary year of my seeing the number one bird on my life list. This year, my first bird on January 1st was a bit more mundane, a rock pigeon. I'm personally very fond of pigeons. When I was very little, I loved watching them from our Chicago apartment window. My big brother kept racing pigeons when we were kids, and when I was a rehabber, someone brought me a baby pigeon who he named Bernice and loved very much. She came in at night but spent her days flying about the neighborhood, materializing out of thin air whenever my son Joe called her name. The people most experienced in the horrors of war tend to want to avoid military action, and so are called doves, the bird that symbolizes peace. There is no scientific distinction between doves and pigeons. Indeed, the rock pigeon used to be called the rock dove, and the rock pigeons trained as homing pigeons in the Army Signal Corps Pigeon Service saved lots of American soldiers' lives during World War I and II. One pigeon hero, Cher Ami, saved 194 U.S. soldiers trapped behind enemy lines. He flew 25 miles to deliver a critical message even after being shot in the breast, losing his right leg, and being blinded in his left eye. Doves are opposed to warmongering because they understand the costs. I might have been deluded for a day or two into thinking that my seeing a pigeon first this year suggested 2026 would be peaceful, but the chicken hawk who evaded his own military service with 5 draft deferments quickly put an end to that dream. That's the thing about assigning symbolism to birds who, like us, are individual beings just trying to get through each day and make their way in the world they find themselves in. It's nonsensical to say a particular bird is or isn't auspicious. The word auspicious comes from the Latin word auspicium, which means quite literally to divine the future by observing birds, a practice that is no more or less valid today than it was in the 16th century. My own life has been much improved in every way since I started observing birds. It's a no-brainer that birdwatching is auspicious, at least as far as I go, because looking at birds is guaranteed to make me happy, even if they're pigeons. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.